This march, one of hundreds of rallies scheduled across the U.S. today. A march organizer hopes voters will support Initiative 522 in November, which would require labels on genetically altered foods. Demonstrators say Monsanto and other agrochemical companies do their own testing of seeds.
And they don't allow independent testing of their seed without their permission. And so this is an important thing that we want, is to be able to know what's in our food, examine what's in our food, demand testing, demand accountability.
Monsanto says its seeds help farmers produce more food while conserving water and energy.
Hundreds of protesters marched in downtown Vancouver against genetically modified foods. Demonstrators say they want to highlight the dangers posed by those foods and the companies that produce them, including seed giant Monsanto. Similar marches were held in more than 50 countries around the world.
Well, Seattle police are looking to see if there's a link between today's smelly envelope scare at a downtown grocery store and a protest against a controversial food maker. Everyone inside the Whole Foods near Westlake and Denny were evacuated this afternoon after two letters were found that had notes written on them and they smelled like rotten eggs. Today's protest march in downtown Seattle against Monsanto started at Westlake Park and ended near the Seattle Center. And there were other protests against Monsanto. They took place in more than 36 countries and 250 U.S. cities today. Organizers say they're calling attention to the dangers of genetically modified food and the companies that produce it. Genetically modified plants are grown from seeds engineered to resist insecticides and herbicides and also improve crop yields. Opponents believe they can lead to health problems and also harm the environment, but the federal government and many scientists counter that the technology is safe.